Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are live on the 11th edition of the Eagle's Nest with Spencer Board. Josh PR guy, what up, buddy?
Yeah, we're back, man.
Whew, it's been a while.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since Richmond.
Man, Richmond was a blast.
Wasn't it?
That was so much fun. So
been
a little while.
Yeah.
Right?
You doing okay?
Yeah, it's been good. So you were in your hometown hanging out for Easter and working from there, right?
Yeah.
Doing videos and stuff. We made a lot of content a little while back with Easy Red, and you put some of that together. And then, yeah, I hung out, went on a little vacation. We'll talk about that here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Announced Hunting Buddy is back on board.
Welcome back, Hunting Buddy, Joe, all those guys.
Yeah, good people over there. It's always great to have sponsors come back for another year or multiple years in a row, so really cool. Lucky to have them back on board. I do so much hunting, and whitetail hunting is what I love to do. Love doing a little bass fishing, too. Here in the Carolinas is always fun. And then, yeah, we got a few new 1A Auto videos and Easy Red, so if you haven't already seen it, check it out.
Those lights are so durable. Like,
when we were unreal.
I mean, and we still have content. There's a couple videos still to come out, so stay tuned. But we did all kinds of stuff to those flashlights, and they still worked.
So a lot of people want to know where to get them.
Yeah.
Right?
Where do you get them?
After that race at Martinsville, everyone's like, where do we get that flashlight? We want to support you. I'm like, yeah, man, go buy a flashlight. And they're pretty reasonable. Anywhere from like $14 to $25.
Mm-hmm.
They have some more expensive ones, but, you know, anything that you're looking for, they're super bright. And most of them are rechargeable and, like, double settings and things. You can go to 1AAuto.com and get them.
So the funny thing is, when I was home at Lynchburg, the Edsel 5500,
which is the one
we were trying to break,
there
was one, it was a different brand at my house, and it looked just like it. And so for the heck of it, don't tell Crow, if he's not listening, I slung that thing across the yard. It didn't work after.
It didn't work. Crazy.
So, you need an Easy Red one.
Easy Red, super nice. Awesome, man. It was, you know, Martinsville was a rough race.
Yeah.
But we
rebounded.
Good race at Texas. And we got Dover coming up here in a couple weeks.
I can't wait. Monster Mile.
Love it, man.
And stay tuned. There may be another video coming out about Dover.
Woo!
Right?
Good old Miles the Monster. It's a tough racetrack.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, though. Been pounding laps.
And you've had equipment problems the last two times you were there, right?
I'm not talking about it.
I know.
Why are we talking about it?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you didn't get in a wreck or anything, which is good.
Yeah.
But the equipment, it's tough on equipment.
Tough on equipment, yeah. You got to go there, guns blazing. Speaking of guns blazing, we got an armsless giveaway going on right now.
Ooh.
For
Remington
700.
Yeah.
Most common gun in America,
I think.
So, yeah, check it out. Go jump in on that giveaway. There's some kick-ass beef jerky in there. Uh-huh. Hunting Buddies in that giveaway.
I believe the
Fort Scott Munitions.
It's still on your Instagram, right?
Instagram bio.
Yep.
Yeah,
check it out. Lots of cool stuff.
Awesome. AC just turned on. It is a hot day here.
Yeah, well, you're sitting here wearing your Record Rack hoodie and your
pants
here. So.
These are like my range day pants.
You like my
I love going to the
clothing of choice today?
So you got the new Spencer Boyd Eagle shirt came in. What do you think of that quality?
I love it. Honestly, it's I was worried about the quality of it because, you know,
Worried about quality?
Well, because quality is important.
When Spencer Boyd puts his name on something, the quality is good.
Yeah. It's
got
thin. It's a warm day. So I'm enjoying it. So with that, we got some fun stuff to talk about today.
Do we?
Our kick-ass tweets of the week.
How much fun? Speaking of fun, we have an announcement with fun here in a couple weeks.
Do we?
You know
Stay
that call?
Tuned. Yeah.
The call that we got?
Yeah. Yep.
It has something to do with fun.
Ah.
Stay tuned.
Good deal.
These announcements.
Lots of them, which is a good thing. So our Kick-Ass Tweets of the Week brought to you by Kick-Ass Beef Jerky. You can go to kickassbeefjerky.com for all your delicious kick-ass snacks. And don't forget to use promo code BOY20 for discount. So,
what kind of discount?
They got
20% off.
Is it?
At the Kick-Ass Beef Jerky.
Really?
Yes.
They got some new swag, too. Sean Lovins was wearing a hat today.
Yes, he was.
I like
Old
that.
C10 Sean.
Yeah.
On the Instagram, our buddy. We did a little racing at K1.
We got some cool news from K1, too. That's coming up. So let me fire these off real quick. We're going to talk about hanging with you, hanging with Boyd at Richmond Raceway.
What up?
We're going to recap, you know, what that looked like and talk about the race a little bit. You went on vacation, which is so foreign for you.
Very rare.
Like, you never go on vacation.
No.
Ever.
Not my thing.
So
it's still not my thing.
You went to Florida. So we'll recap that. And then Clint Boyer was on the Dale Jr. Download.
That was pretty cool.
He was talking about how Dale Jr. doesn't seem like to be the same Dale Jr. anymore.
Well, he's got a kid.
So is Dale Jr. still the fun Dale Jr. that everyone is known to love?
Oh, yeah.
Talking about shotgun and beers, so we'll get into that. And then
you don't have the shotgun beers to have a good time. I'm proud of that.
And then we're going to preview Talladega. So,
sounds good.
With that, let's get into it.
In your back pocket, and I'm like, man, we're not dipping and ripping.
We don't dip.
I'm not dipping. That's just my Jim Bob's Country Boy beard oil.
This is the bomb.
Not oil, but yeah.
So I
call it beard oil. I'm just like, beard oil. It lubricates your beard. It's real good stuff. Makes it thicker.
I'm not even kidding. My beard was so thin before I started using Jim Bob's.
It was
rough.
What's that?
I struggled. So I started using the oil a lot, and now it's getting there. Like, it's getting thick.
I mean, I'm not going to comment on live radio podcast about your beard, but I would say that Jim Bob's is helping.
It's made a difference. You can say that.
Yes.
In a positive way.
In a positive way.
So
it has not made my beard fall out.
Go to
Cubby.
Go to. See if I can do it.
You look like a four-year-old guy, that's for sure.
JG.
GBC.
GBC. Cubby does it the best.
Yeah. It is.
JGBC.com.
Love it.
And.
Cubby's good at that.
Get you some Dimbobs. Country Boy.
That's my favorite.
Love it. So, hanging with Boyd at Richmond Raceway.
I call it a success.
So, kind of just walk me through what we did, you know, in terms of the contest, how many winners we had, and what the experience was like overall.
So, contest was with Richmond Raceway, my favorite racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back with trucks next year in 2020.
You're so excited for that.
Love it. It's always a great race. Night racing at Richmond is great. The Xfinity race was awesome. It was cool to hang out. So, the giveaway was 10 tickets. So, 5 winners, 5 couples
mm-hmm.
come to the race, whether it's a couple or son and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We had that. It was really fun. Met some hardcore long-term race fans. Which
yeah.
Awesome. Gave them
mm-hmm.
some Sons of Boyd swag. It's cool. They put it on instantly. I was like, yeah.
That's so cool.
That's right. When you see someone take a Chase Elliott hat off, put a Sons of Boyd hat on,
you know you're getting somewhere.
I mean, maybe it's because I was standing there, but who cares?
That's cool.
I thought it was awesome.
Have you gotten used to seeing people rep your name, like, with gear yet? Like, whether it's these cool T-shirts or
yeah.
hats or, like, are you like, man, that's so cool. Like, you get super excited about it. So
you definitely get excited. You know, like, for me, I don't, I mean, I'm not used to it, right? I don't think you get used to it. You just are always like, man, that's pretty neat, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool that people want to wear it. Like, shirts, I don't know, it's like the closest thing to your body, right? You, like, a T-shirt is how you represent yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're, you know, a beach person, you wear that, you know,
salt life. Yeah.
Like, T-shirt. And, you know, if you're a fun-loving American patriot, you wear a Spencer Boyd Eagle or Ron-style shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things like that, right? So it's cool when people want to wear your T-shirt. And then when you go to a racetrack, they could wear a Truck Series driver, an Xfinity driver,
yeah.
or Cup Series, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, 120 different people they could be wearing, and they're wearing yours. And when you see them wear yours on, like, Cup Day,
yeah, like, that's cool.
Made it. No, that's cool stuff. It's cool. Appreciate the support. And we try and keep it affordable. $20 goes well with my number.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy with the quality. It turned out well. We put a lot of work in it.
He's got a bunch of shirts, right? Like, this isn't the only one. There's a bunch of them out
there,
right?
Yeah, for my Fort Scott Munition fans and gun lovers and just full-out patriots like myself, we got some cool USA shirts and nice brass.
I like that.
Like it.
Nice brass.
Gotta love it. It's a good time. And, yeah, just putting cool slogans that I like on there and getting to show my personality, and I think it's gone well.
Awesome. So, back to Richmond. You told me an interesting fact that I didn't really believe you at first, but I guess it's true. You said this was, like, only your third time or so in the grandstands watching a race?
Yeah, probably, like, my fifth time.
Like, your fifth time. Because you grew up racing.
Yeah, and that's what's funny. Like, people always wonder. They're like, you know, man, you've been to like 40 NASCAR races, or did you follow the schedule? It's like, nah,
you didn't have time.
You know, I grew up racing. Yeah, you grew up racing, you grew up traveling. I mean, since I was 11 years old, pretty much traveled, you know, 30-plus weekends a year racing. You know, sometimes not super far, right? You know, you race. When you move to North Carolina, there's a lot of racing within North Carolina, a lot of good competition. So, you know, you don't have to travel as much, but when you grow up in St. Louis, Missouri, you got to travel.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You find yourself in Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, all the time just traveling, racing, and trying to find the best racers that you can. And that's something that my dad was big about, you know. Who cares if you can win at your local track? It's about, you know, getting out there and racing the best of the best and proving that you're versatile and you can win on any track. And I was fortunate enough to be in good stuff, and my dad set up go-karts really good. A weapon. He got it done.
So when Paul shows up, everyone knows they're in trouble.
Yeah. I think Paul wants to get back to the go-kart track soon.
Well,
he can do
us. He can help
K1 speed. he ran K1 speed today in concrete.
How'd he do? I wasn't there yet.
I didn't ask that.
All right.
You know what I mean? Some things you just don't ask.
That's awesome. So, overall, I'd say the hanging with Boyd was a success.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Maybe we'll do that again.
Do you see that happening in the future, or kind of making it a thing or a tradition or anything?
I mean, I know you again at Richmond. You know, it's cool. I'd love to go to racetracks that I personally like. It's cool to talk about. When you're hanging with the fans, you know, it's loud, so it's tough to answer every question. But it's a good time. It's cool to interact and just talk about our love for the sport. And it's so cool to see the young fans out there. When you see a five-year-old, like, screaming at the top of their lungs for a driver, that's pretty exciting.
There's
a little girl.
Yeah, the video you posted.
Yeah.
You're kind of doing a selfie deal, and then you pan to her, and you nudge her and give her a thumbs up, and she gave you a thumbs up. I thought that was awesome.
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
cool.
She was into it.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got a bunch of diecasts and stuff.
Yeah, she was knowledgeable.
So she's
definitely not a rookie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, anyway, let's take our first break, and we'll talk about your trip to Florida.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
We are back, hanging out on the Eagles Nest with Spencer Boyd. Having a good time, Josh? What's up?
Yeah, so...
what are we talking about now?
I want you to catch me up because you went on vacation.
Yeah.
Florida, you were... Yeah, having a good time. And
went down, ran some practice laps in Daytona.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But I did go back to the original NASCAR, and I drove on the beaches.
Did you?
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
You know, I had to, like, the rental car.
So,
took the rental car out there, and it rental truck.
Give me just, like, you know, summary of kind of what the week was like. You know,
Number
one, I guess, was it weird to – be in that kind of setting when you're not used to doing that?
Yeah, I've never been to Florida and not raced.
Mm-hmm.
So that was weird. haven't been on a whole lot of vacations. And went to St. Augustine, really a historic place to me. I like history. You know, that was kind of something I enjoyed in school. And it was cool to go visit the fort and go climb 219 steps to the top of the Lighthouse. I want to say water tower. That's my redneck. Walking up 219 steps to the top of the water tower. Yeah. Oh, man. I played that song a bunch. Yeah. I want that shirt. What is it? Billy Bob Loves Charlene? That'd be a good shirt. I mean, I don't think we have the rights to that. But Billy Bob Loves
the water
Charlene.
Tower. Spencer Boy visits the water tower.
I can't say that.
Have you never been to a lighthouse before?
Nope.
Really?
Not except to the church that I grew up going to in St. Louis.
Okay.
It was Lighthouse Church.
Oh, that's cool.
So it had a fake lighthouse.
Gotcha.
It was much smaller. Much smaller.
So you climbed 219 steps.
Yeah, and when I got to the top, I'm like, where's the elevator to get back down? The guy's like, nah, man, you got to slide down the wall.
Yeah, slide around.
I'm like, yeah, no. Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad you didn't do that.
So they had people die. Not a lot of there.
Whoa.
But, so it was like haunted.
Oh, okay.
People fell to their death because they had to carry two buckets of oil four times a day.
Keep the light going?
To keep the light going. Now, the light bulb is like,
dang.
Very small. And in 3 years, they do not make that bulb that's there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 years, it's going to be an LED lighthouse.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so,
that's like a high-tech lighthouse.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. And it comes on when it wants to. So it's got like a solar. I don't know. You know.
They should get.
I drive in a circle. Let's not get too complicated here. But when it gets dark, it turns on.
They should
if it's a real cloudy day, it turns on.
They should put an easy red light in the lighthouse.
This lighthouse is rocking. I should have taken a video.
Right? That would have been perfect. A perfect plug.
Wow. So, that's why you get paid the big bucks.
So you visited the lighthouse.
Yep.
You drove on the beach.
That was cool.
Well, so
drove on the beach.
How did that happen? You just like, hey, I'm going to go drive on the
there's
beach.
There's a place in St. Augustine where you can drive on the beach. So beach access.
It's pretty common.
That's cool.
Yeah. He knows.
Okay.
Well, Cubby's from Florida.
I guess I'm just not with the times. I think I've done it.
I don't know if they'd let you do it.
Why?
Because you got to be a wheel man. Ain't that right, Cubby?
You do. It's a special kind of guy.
You've done it, right?
Wheel man.
Yeah,
I want to talk about who won a K1 today.
That's what I thought. He doesn't know that we let the manager tune his card up.
Oh, okay. Make him feel better.
Duh. Yeah, exactly. So, it was a good time in Florida. I got to kind of enjoy some things and kick back, relax, really, like, refreshed, ready for Dover.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the shop a lot. And, you know, I have fun. I'm really involved in the race week and things like that. So, it's cool to kind of step back, but I'm still texting Panda. FaceTime and I'm texting you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get away from the group.
You can't just stop. 100%.
Yeah, you can't turn it off. You don't want to.
No.
I don't think you ever want to. Like, you talk to other drivers and it's like, you're just, it's your life. You know,
yeah.
It's your thing. You love racing. I'm going today.
Yeah.
So that'd be
we'll talk about that coming up pretty soon.
Man, you got this schedule. I just want to go on. You know, I just want to talk about what I want to talk about.
I know. We'll get there.
What can I talk about now?
Well, we'll take a quick break.
I took a step back. That was cool. Talk about my week.
Yeah, you're doing good. So we'll take a quick break. we'll talk about Boyer and Dale Jr.
Kind
of shotgunning beers back and forth on Twitter.
I don't shotgun beers, but I do love shotgun. These guys on Twitter, you're missing out. These guys are legendary race car drivers, living the dream, and they know how to have fun.
I feel like we talk about either Boyer or Dale Jr. every week.
Because they're NASCAR.
Because they're so entertaining.
Like, there's, like, Naz Boyer and Naz Dale Jr.
I know Cubby's smiling because we're
he loves
talking
Boyer.
About Boyer.
Those are both my guys.
I know. He loves Dale Jr. and Boyer.
Flag
how can you not, though? Like, honestly, if you're a NASCAR fan, you've got to love Dale Jr. and Boyer. I mean, it's just, it's like the rules.
You got to love the, like, All-American guy.
Yeah.
Right? And those guys are, like, cool.
They just
right.
They just tell you how it is.
Yeah.
They don't sugarcoat anything. They'll tell you what they're thinking.
Like Boyer, the other week we talked about him talking about qualifying.
Yeah.
Like it's just an epic failure.
Yeah.
An epic failure. I'm like, wow.
Mr. Boyd wouldn't say that in an interview.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, you know, like qualifying is what it is. You know, it's one thing that NASCAR does what they do, man. You know, they're trying and they're listening to the fans and they're doing a great job, and I'm just lucky to be a part of it.
Boyer, epic failure. So this all started when Clint Boyer was on the Dale Jr. Download.
How do we get on it?
That's my goal. Like,
it's for you to be on there?
No. For me to get you on
there. Vicariously.
Yeah. Like,
and then you'll be, like, in my ear, like
yeah.
One of them, like, ninja movies.
Yeah.
Like, go left.
I'll be like.
And then it's, like, they're telling you what.
I'll be like, don't say anything stupid when he asks you.
As if you're going to help me do that.
Yeah.
You'll be like, hey, ask him this.
That would be
tell me one good thing. What do you got?
That would be dangerous.
It would be dangerous. But it'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Like, I don't know if I should ask you this, but if you could ask Dale Jr. anything. Within reason, let's not get too far off. What would you ask Dale Jr.? Like, if I could ask Dale Jr. anything,
yeah,
besides, like, speed secrets,
yeah,
I would be like, has Dale Jr. ever wore a Dale Jr. t-shirt with his face on it?
I don't think he has. Like, that's not
like
his
when they made that Spencer Boyd shirt,
yeah,
that Grunt Style with, like, my helmet on it.
You never wore it.
That wasn't a shirt that I felt comfortable with.
Yeah.
When you're Dale Jr., are you so, like, Dale Jr. that you're like, hey.
I wouldn't.
Put that 1990s NASCAR shirt on, I'm rocking.
I would wear something, like, with my name on it, but, like, not.
J.R. Motors.
But not, like, my face. Like, that would just be kind of weird for me.
Not that but you're wearing the face of my brand.
Yeah, but
the Eagle.
Which you can get.
At SpencerBoyd.net.
For $20.
For $20. And we got some other cool shirts.
Yep.
So check it out.
So on the Dale Jr. download, Clint Boyer was talking about how Dale Jr.'s changed in the sense of now that he's a father, and he's like, you're not the crazy old Dale Jr. that, you know, we used to party with all the time. And Jr.'s like, yeah, I am. Like, I'm still the same guy.
I'm cool.
And Boyer was messing with him, and he's like, you won't even shotgun a beer anymore. Like, that's how much you've changed. And so on Twitter,
Boyer
the beard
with
Larson's
girl.
Kyle Larson's
first
shot.
Yeah.
I like that.
With a Miller.
Yeah, that was bad.
I was even wondering why
don't they own Miller though?
No.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's still separate brands.
It's separate brands.
But they
right.
still
okay.
It's like Miller Coors or something.
Right.
Yeah. It's different. And
the
like,
point being is,
it was
a bad deal.
Yeah. And old Keselowski got in, and you know Keselowski's going to say something. Anytime he can, he is. Which we like Keselowski.
Yeah, for sure.
Ever since he's got into it with everybody.
Yeah.
He's the one who said, Kyle Busch is a.
Yeah.
And he got into it with Carl Edwards.
Oh,
who
yeah.
gets into it with Carl Edwards?
Yeah, that was a big rivalry, for sure. But anyway, so Boyer and Larson's wife, Caitlin, are shotgunning beers. And Clint goes, Dale Jr., I found someone man enough to shotgun a beer with me. And it was Caitlin Larson.
So here we go.
And,
Dale Jr. Has to go get a Budweiser.
And then Dale Jr. gets
his beer. That was impressive. With a working beer to that job.
Yeah. So Dale Jr. responds, and go check it out on Twitter if you haven't
yeah.
seen it.
You probably have. If you're, like, not underneath a rock.
Exactly.
You probably saw it. It's pretty good. It's
oh, yeah.
good stuff. And Dale Jr. does it like a champ.
Oh, yeah.
And,
throws the can.
It is, like, dad t-shirt.
Yep. So,
it's pretty
awesome.
Funny. You can't help but love Dale. And we're thinking of Dale right now.
Yeah.
His mom passed away today, so that's a tough deal.
Thoughts and prayers with But those guys are always a good time. Fun to keep up with. Fun to see them in the garage and everything like that. So,
Dega.
Dega. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come on back for Dega.
It was the summer before the real world started in. Deal was we would get to go if we cleaned it up and got it running. That is old Winnebago. Winging a prayer down a 65 by best friend on football ties. I can still see Billy smiling when we finally made it to Talladega. Boys raised us, whiskey and gold glass.
I love that song.
You're
I'm sorry.
But we're back on the Eagles Nest with Spencer Boyd and Josh, the PR guy. We're going to Dega.
Talladega.
I'm excited because Sean's going with us. It's cool you're going.
Well, we were just talking on the break.
Cubby be there.
For our Facebook Live people heard us. Sean, our buddy, actually played basketball with Eric Church in high school.
Sean's cool, man.
Of course he is.
He's just the All-American.
He's
cool.
So Eric Church is cool, too. Singing about Talladega. Great song.
Is it like a must that you have to play that song as you're born into Talladega?
You don't love America, I guess. You don't have to, but I think every truck driver out there is playing it. What do you think?
I've got a video of guys on the backstretch last year playing Talladega.
How bad do you want to drive that tractor with the American flag doing 85 miles an hour?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Like, that's like...
Like, if they asked me to do it...
You'd do it. For free.
Oh, no.
Would you pay $1,000 to do it?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
I mean, I want to care if it's been 100.
I want to know, in your perspective, what makes Dega so special? Like, everyone's like, Dega! Like, you got Ricky Bobby, Talladega Knights, named after Talladega. Like, what makes Talladega Talladega?
I think it's the atmosphere, right? There's a lot of history at Dega. It's got an old landing strip, which is, like, party central. So, it doesn't matter what age you are, you got to go experience Dega.
The boulevard.
So, it's
right?
The boulevard, it's the experience. Like, I almost want to say it's laid back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, like, you go out, you run some practice laps, you're not trying to risk the car or truck much. You just lay down some laps, you got what you got. Truck's fast, car's fast, it is what it is. You tweak a little thing here and there. You qualify, you stack up where you stack up, you go race, and it is just balls to the wall. Stay out of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get tangled up in someone else's mess.
Yep.
And you might have a good day, you might not. But it's awesome because you're flying. You're going super fast. Like, at any moment, you think it's going to take off.
So, before this year, Talladega was actually your best career finish, right?
Yeah. What's funny is, I finished 13th. I was running 8th. 8th on the last lap in the 2017 Dega truck race with DJ Kopp, and that was through Bobby Daughter.
Uh-huh.
And I had a good day. Had to run that race to get approved for Xfinity last year. So,
that's cool.
Really cool to run that truck, and it was a good truck. We had a solid day. Finished 13th. I actually touched the – we tore the truck.
Was that the 80,
we still finished.
Was that the 83 or the 12?
It was the 83. And we tore the front nose up on the last lap. Other than that, the truck was perfectly clean.
Man.
Got taken out by Vinny Miller, taking the white flag. Getting into turn one, spun up, and Chase Briscoe.
There's no video of that. Right?
And I think that race is what took Chase out of playoffs or whatever.
Dang.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
He just needed to keep running. Crafton made the spot or something. It was crazy. It was like a big deal.
Big
cutoff. Like, oh, man. You know, like, I hate that happened. But things happen. Fun Race and the grill, like the bodywork, from is in the garage. I touched.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. I was like, I'm going to Dega.
Yeah,
man, that's cool. That's fun.
That's awesome.
You know, like those are the things. Like there's little things from racetracks, whether it's like sheet metal or like these are your gloves from that particular race. Like the driver's always like, hey man, that was my best race ever. Like,
yeah.
Man, I'm keeping these gloves
forever.
Or man, I wore that helmet. And that helmet was good luck. Like, we're all pretty superstitious. If they tell you it's not, they're lying. They're lying.
Drivers, superstitious.
Definitely. Definitely superstitious. And so it's cool. Like, I got that stuff in the garage. I love walking by it. One of the coolest things, speaking of speedway racing, had my pawpaw's name on my name rail.
Oh,
at
yeah.
The July Daytona
race.
That was
awesome.
Cool. Got that hanging above the door. Man, I think about it every time. It's like one of those things that you, like, you know when you walk past the locker room?
For
you go,
sure.
Woo!
That's it.
That's
yeah.
Cool. So it's been a few years since we lost my pawpaw, but I'm excited to go race back in Kansas and St. Louis.
Yeah.
Which is St. Louis is my hometown. A lot of family in Kansas City area. So it's going to be cool to go back, see family, and race there. I know that's kind of off topic, but look forward to getting back there. But in the meantime, we're going to go hang out, party on the boulevard, hang out with some friends, partners. And see Cubby there. Wish him luck in the race. And Carly Rogers, our friend,
yeah.
We met her a couple years ago. She'll be at the Dega Dude Club with those boys, which we love those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They're
fun.
Super big supporters. Come to a lot of races and support me. So she's in Nashville. She's an artist.
Yeah. Country music artist.
All,
yeah.
All
mm-hmm.
artists. Yeah. So it's cool that racing is like a big family, big group of friends.
For
it's
sure.
So supportive, whether it's like NASCAR and music go together.
Country
and
music and NASCAR.
Yeah, definitely does work. Our buddy Ian is going to
yeah,
be singing the national
Ian
anthem at the ARCA race. So,
oh, is it? I
yeah.
Know that.
Yeah,
awesome.
We won't be there for that.
Wow.
We're going to miss the ARCA race. But we'll be thinking about him and probably tweet it.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to see him on TV.
That's really cool.
So, yeah, just racing in general. You know, it's so cool. Is it what you thought it would be? You know.
Yeah,
I mean, going back to Lynchburg as a guy who's in mm-hmm. the sport now and you said you met someone that wanted to be in the
sport. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I met with a kid named Matt, actually goes to Liberty, and it's cool to just be, you know, I'm really thankful to be where I'm at, thankful that you and your family gave me an opportunity to, you know, be a PR rep and trust me to help build the brand. And it's cool, you know, looking at someone who was in my position, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. And so it's just, you know, makes you humble and try to help the next person in line. And, you know, I think I talked to him about maybe trying to get him to Charlotte or something. So we'll see what we can do to help him out. But, no, I love it, man. I mean, it's the life, like you said, you live it and you breathe it every day. So, it's, you know, just thankful to be here for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a lifestyle, man. And good people, all like-minded, you know, loving the sport and wanting to be a part of it and watch it grow. You know, people talk about the stands, talk about racing, talk about the sport, where it is. But you got to have people in it that want to see it bigger than it's ever been. And fighting to make that happen. And, yeah, I think with all the partners we have and so many companies that we brought into the sport of NASCAR, it's cool to do our little part. And just trying to set ourselves apart from other drivers and things like that has been fun, you know. I appreciate your help to do it.
Okay.
And, you know, bring some ideas to life and bring ideas to the table. So it's been fun. You know, this podcast is cool. It's crazy that we're on episode 11.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thought? We did the first episode, and I was like, I don't know, you know, like, we may not do this.
Shout out to Tim Despain for helping, giving us a platform to have the podcast. And just a reminder, too, we do have the link to each episode. So I know we're doing the Facebook Lives now.
He just texted me.
Oh, did he?
He said that his buddy, Roger Haynes, is the one who drives the tractor with the American flag. So pretty cool.
So, anyway, shout out to Tim, though, and, you know, Tim has been letting us do this, and you can go check out any episode we've done so far of the Eagles Nest.
Yeah, on Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
Check it out. The link,
check
download
it,
check it out, listen to some of their other shows.
Yeah.
Awesome folks. It's cool, you know, to do a podcast. It's neat. You got to have the resources to do it, and they've gave us a platform. So, it's been fun. You know, I hope that we have 22 episodes, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every week. Felt weird not doing it last week.
I know.
I almost wanted to call in and just do it because I'm like, man, people are
texting
me and messaging
yeah.
me, and it's like,
it's funny.
We don't have Tubby, and we're not at the RHPD lounge, and it's just like, I don't know, what am I supposed to have in the background, the ocean?
That would have been cool. I don't know. Stay tuned, though. We're talking about some different ideas and doing some off-location.
Might get mobile.
Oh, before I forget, K1. We almost forgot. Yeah, K1.
So
K1 what happened at K1 today?
K1 Speed is the hangout.
Yeah.
Right? It's cool. Rental go-karts, check them out. Locations all over the country. But you need to come to Race City, USA and hang out, well, down the street, in Concord from Race City, USA, near Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's pretty cool. Rental carts, really affordable. Lots of different ages can do it, different heights, things like that, right?
Yeah.
They got kid carts. They got the big carts that we have fun on.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the Spenceport Eagle hanging up.
Yeah.
So
that was a surprise.
Yeah, my dad and Sean were over there, and that was pretty cool. That was definitely a big surprise, and it's fun. I love going to K1. I love racing out there. It's cool meeting fans. Like, every time we go, it's like someone recognizes you or someone there is like, hey, that's a race car driver, and these little kids get all jacked up about it. It's fun. It's real. You know, it lets you know that you're lucky to be doing what
you're
doing.
But that's so cool. I would have died to race with a real race car driver when I was younger. Like, I still have fun. You know, like,
sometimes they wreck in front of me, and I'm like, I don't want to be the person that
is.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Well,
today, someone wrecked right in front of me. Lock them down. Hurt my wrist. I was like, man, you know, they don't want me to mountain bike much. They don't like me skiing, snowboarding. Here I am racing go-karts. I'm like, I won't have no fun. They're going to be like, strictly look for sponsors, promote yourself, and do K1 Speed. I'm like,
but
all right, living the dream.
It was so much fun. How cool was it to see that huge logo up on the wall?
Yeah,
and,
you know. So our buddy Trent.
Yeah,
Franklin,
shout out to Trent Franklin.
Franklin
Signs.
They do good work.
Absolutely.
You know, they do some stuff with the racetracks and different teams.
They've
helped me out a lot. So we're totally off task. But, guys, thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Eagles Best Suspense Boy.
Yeah.
Josh, PR guy, our buddy.
It.
And we got Cubby on the other side of the camera helping it happen. And so much fun. We're going to have to go grab some food. So
I got to watch the Cats game because it's game six.
All right, good luck. Cubby, we're going to go grab some food. I'll drive just in case you want to pull a boyer. Guys, appreciate you all tuning in. Stay with us on social media. Follow me on Twitter at Spencer Boyd, Instagram at Spencer Boyd PR, Facebook, Spencer Boyd Racing fan page, and now we have Spencer Boyd Racing, the marketplace.
Go get
a
shirt. $20.
It's pretty cool. Hey, DM us, send us a picture. We'll post it up on Instagram story, Facebook story, and really appreciate the support. Guys, tune in, watch that race at Dega. Maybe you'll see me on TV and go, whoa, it's NASCAR, baby.
We love it.
We're signing off.